Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Being a light is the smallest of kindness you do to others.
You know, a great way to be a light is to shovel for someone.
Shovel.
Especially if maybe your neighbor, loved one is like over 45 years old.
45?
I know that sounds young, but I'm not kidding you, Bo. They have just released new data that people have a lot of hidden heart disease, especially those of us over 45 who were probably most likely raised on drive-through food and Ben and Jerry's. Most of us have. It's as simple as that. Like, most of us have hidden heart issues that we may not know about. And if you're in a job like mine, where we sit on our hiney here a lot, well, at least I do. You don't, Bo. But when we're set, you know, maybe we don't work out as much and you go out and all of a sudden start to shovel, could have a heart attack.
Well, we don't want that. And it's a great suggestion.
Yeah.
Being kind to someone, being a light, could be shoveling the driveway, the sidewalk, helping your neighbors, your family, your friends. I like that. Remember, when you're going to shovel, stretch too. Because you just go out there cold turkey and you're shoveling, you're going to feel the hamstrings, the back of your lower back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, you're going to feel a lot of things. Give it a good stretch. And you're talking about health reasons. That's why I'm finally getting back to the gym. So I rushed there yesterday. And, okay, I didn't even think about it. I put on a hoodie, but then I put on shorts because you're at the gym. You're getting hot and sweaty. But I didn't bring sweatpants. Then my wife's texting me, hey, we need this and this from the store.
Okay.
So instead of going home and getting sweatpants, I just went right
into the store.
Yeah, with the hoodie on, but shorts. And so as I'm pushing the cart out, this guy comes up to me and he's all decked in Bills gear yesterday. The stores were packed before the game.
Right.
And he's got the big Bills knit cap on, the gloves, the jacket. And he goes, hey, let me put away your cart. You're in shorts today?
Yeah.
And I said, thank you for being a light. He goes, what light? I go, you're helping me put the grocery cart away. Thank you. He's like, shorts. You know what the temperature is? I'm like, I came from the gym. And he just rolls his eyes.
It was really cold yesterday.
Yeah. And he just walks away. The eye roll. What are you doing in shorts? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. You're right. Hey, thanks for putting the cart away for me. I appreciate that.
Were they like short shorts or were they like below the knees?
All right. Yeah.
That's because I think that a lot of them below the knees, some guys, they like to run around with, you know, those on. But if they were short shorts, like, and you're out in what feels like negative 12 degree weather.
Did it make you feel in touch with your younger self? I feel like teenage boys are always in basketball shorts. They're like, I'm not cold. I'm not cold at all.
I don't even need a coat.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to be younger again. I'm trying to be healthier again. That's why I'm going to the gym. Just got to have a backup sweats when I go to the store afterwards. But thank you, sir. I didn't catch his name. He was a light. The world's easiest contest is back by popular demand. We've got Dustin Lynch tickets up for grabs, and it's so easy. Just pay attention. We give you the answer. Then be call number 19. Tell back to us. Win Dustin Lynch concert tickets. Coming to the Country Music Festival. Oh, Finger Lakes. That's going to be so much fun this year. So, telling you how I'm trying to get back, being healthier, get fit, go to the gym. I rush there with shorts on and a hoodie yesterday. It's cold. And then I go to the store. My wife texts me to go, honey, do list, go get some things. And I was out in the parking lot. This guy's eye rolling like, hey, buddy in the shorts, let me take your cart for you. What are you doing in shorts? Eye rolls me. And I'm like, he's right. I should have some pants on. Then Sue from Lyon says, just have a backup wardrobe in your car to be prepared. Anything happens. Get home, unload the groceries, getting ready for the Bills game yesterday. It was an early game.
Mm-hmm.
And I get inspired. As they're warming up, I'm like, I'm not done. I'm going to go for a walk. So I bundle up then. Bundle up. I got the knit cap on. I got the gloves, big jacket. I've got the sweats on now and big boots. I'm going to do a quick 20, 30-minute walk. And as I'm doing it, much more prepared. I'm warm while I'm walking. It was cold, but I still, I'm going all in here. These guys drive by, and now I don't get an eye roll. I get a yes! Yes! Day drinker, yes! Bills fans, just go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back a few seconds. I see, as I'm walking, a Labatt's Blue tall boy can, and I go, ah, littering, come on. Yeah, it's 5 cents, I'll pick it up, right? I pick it up. So now I'm walking with this Labatt's Blue can. It's not mine. I'm trying to clean the community.
Yeah, but nobody can tell walking past you.
Yeah, they think I'm day drinking.
Yeah, you're walking around, you lush.
Not even trying to hide it.
I know, this has got my 40 hanging out here.
I'm picking up the litter. Yeah. But
I'm staying warm.
Instead of the eye roll now, I'm getting a fist pump. So what do? I fist pump him back. Let's go, Bills. Yeah. So I figured I had fans while I was walking trying to be healthier. No, I wasn't day drinking. I was just picking up a can. You ever do that when you go hiking?
No, for that reason. I'm like so terrified that I'm going to get pulled over and someone's going to be like, you've got an open container. I'm like, no, I don't. It's just litter.
Well, Steve like consistently picks up things.
Okay.
Everywhere we go. So, and then he'll throw them in like in my car, like on the floor on the passenger side. And somebody who gets in next goes, Steve was here last. There's like,
they know.
There's just a bunch of random things that he picked up because, you know, he's going to save the earth.
All right. Dustin Lynch tickets up for grabs right now. The world's easiest contest. Just be call number 19. I was not day drinking. That's the answer we're looking for. I was picking up litter. So day drinking is the answer we're looking for. That's how easy we make it for you. That's why it's back. World's easiest contest. 585-252-WBEE. 252-9233. They're call number 19. You know you. Hey, Bo, producer Hope, it's your B Morning Coffee Club. Jeanette, where are you listening to us at? What city?
Rochester, New York.
Oh, yeah. You're on your way to work?
Yes.
Yes. She's so excited.
Yeah. All right. World's easiest contest, Jeanette. Here we go. Call number 19. So I'm out walking, trying to be healthy before the Bills game. I'm all bundled up, so weather's not an issue. But some thought I was doing what while walking?
Day drinking.
Yeah.
And Jeanette, congratulations. Yes.
Thank you.
Got a pair of tickets. You're going to come see Dustin Lynch live at the concert at Finger Lakes Country Music Festival. It's happening Saturday, June 14th. For any more information, everybody else can visit WBEE.com, but we'll see you there, Jeanette.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And all I was doing was picking up the litter. I picked up a tall boy, Labatt's Blue. I was not day drinking. When you go out and about, do you pick up litter, garbage, recyclables?
Absolutely. It's a good thing to teach your kids.
Well, thank you. See? Would you have fist pumped me screaming, day drinker, yeah? Or would you be like, yes, cleaning the yes. community?
Both, because I love the Bills. So
okay.
Both.
All right. Tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBEE. I love the B Morning Coffee Club. I listen every morning. It makes my day. I smile all the way to work.
Ah, we're going to keep the smiles going. Guess what? Tomorrow we'll have more Dustin Lynch, so tell your family, friends, and coworkers at 7:25 with the world's easiest contest. And by the way, have you ever won with us before?
No.
First time winner!
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow, producer Hope, and we're excited because guess what's next?
Playoffs!
I like your version. Playoffs, yes! This Sunday!
Playoff football in Orchard Park. The Denver Broncos will be coming. 1 o'clock game, by the way. And yesterday was fun and not fun to watch all at the same time. Yesterday was kind of a game where it was used for our beloved Bills players, certain ones, to get bonuses. And it was kind of easy for them to get these bonuses. What you may not be aware of is, okay, so Von Miller, I don't know how many millions of dollars he was going to get if he got another
sack.
Sack.
Yeah. I think it was $1.5 million.
Like something crazy.
Yeah.
And so he, second play of the game, he helped sack. I don't know. I guess it counts as a sack. I was like, was that really a sack?
What's a sack?
It's where they take down the quarterback.
So they're not scoring anything. No. They're just taking...
They're just tackling.
And it's got to be behind the line of scrimmage. If the quarterback runs past it like he's scrambling, then it's not considered a sack. It's
he's
just a tackle.
He's got to still be in the pocket.
It's got to be a loss behind the line of scrimmage.
Okay. I'm keeping up now. I'm catching
up. Okay, good. And I love that there was 0% chance that Coach McDermott was going to allow New England to get the number one pick. Like, all we had to do was lose, which is what we did. We put in our third string and lost. So they were playing and... Now they don't get that number one pick.
Because they actually won. And then what happened to their head coach right after the game?
Boom, fired.
Fired. You're like, New England's like, we played hard. Coach gets fired. We don't get the number one draft.
There's you really played hard against our third stringers. And we were like, go ahead. Why don't you win? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, look it. You're scoring on us. Yeah, it was a bizarre game.
Their fans were booing them because they won. Messed up the number one pick.
I mean, all of their fans were booing.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I've never seen a game like that, which was fun. And then this Sunday, of course, Mr. Tony Romo has been confirmed. He's going to be back in Buffalo. And yes.
Commentating on the game. You are not a fan of him.
I don't know why. I feel like he doesn't give us enough love. And yet he is our commentator for every stinking game. The man absolutely is obsessed with Patrick Mahomes. Tony Romo will find a way, sure as I sit here, to bring up Patrick Mahomes at least 3 times during the Bills-Denver game. Guaranteed.
And you're like, worry about Joshy.
Oh my gosh, stop. Yeah, we know. We know. We're not watching that game. So, yes, guaranteed, as sure as I'm sitting here.
Hope, can you send a direct message to the NFL, the powers that be, and say TJ is volunteering to commentate on the Bills game? She'll do a better job than Tony Romo.
Well, I don't know
Romo.
About that. I just won't talk about Patrick Mahomes, which is half the battle.